At the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield, tonight at 8 o'clock, there's a show involving an American singer-songwriter named Elin Jewell. And also, out of St. Louis, Pokey LaFarge and the South City Three. We're pleased to have both artists on the show today in conversations. We caught them on the road. And we'll start with Ms. Jewell and come up later with Pokey LaFarge. Pokey LaFarge, as I indicated to Vic DiGeronimo, is sort of a return engagement for us. He was on the show with the band live about a year ago. And at the time, they did not have out the present album. So we'll be sampling from their new album coming up. And Elin Jewell also has a new one from which this song comes.
But he's a real sharpshooter. He don't take aim, he just bang, bang, bang. He don't take aim, he just bang, bang, bang. He don't take aim, he just bang, bang, bang.
That was a tune called Bang, Bang, Bang off of the CD Queen of the Minor Key by Elin Jewell, who is a singer-songwriter who is coming to the Hoagland Center in Springfield tonight for a show at 8 o'clock, along with Pokey LaFarge and his South City Three, who will be on, I'll be talking with later on in this hour. And she's with us actually as she's on the road to Springfield. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I was reading your bio on your website, and particularly notes to this recording, and they make a comment that the drama and darkness that show up in this CD, Queen of the Minor Key, quote, are in short supply, unquote, in your personal life. And I wonder how you came up with a particular concept for this album.
Well, I didn't really think ahead of time about a concept. I really just, I tend to favor dark songs, songs about, kind of sadder subjects, and I'm not sure why that is. I think part of it is just an aesthetic, and also part of it is having grown up listening to the blues from, the time I was very young, and still today I really love the blues, and I think that there's something very cathartic about a sad song, and I think that people can relate to them when I hear a sad song, I actually feel very happy for some reason. And I think part of it might be that catharsis, and part of it might also be that there's something very unifying about, darker subject matter. And so, it didn't really start out as a concept album. It's just, an album of, I wanted it to be all originals, and I wanted it there to be hopefully an instrumental or two, and I ended up with two. I'd never written an instrumental before, so it was kind of a assignment that I gave myself to try. And I went to the mountains of Idaho to do the writing for it, and I really wasn't sure what was going to happen out there, but I came back with a lot of material.
And you grew up in Idaho, right?
I did, yeah. I grew up in Boise. And where I went to write was about just a couple hours north of there. And I go out west as often as I can because I get a lot of inspiration from the American West.
Where are you living now?
At the moment, I'm living in Boston. And I've actually been there for 8 years. But we're just about to move back to Idaho, my husband and I. We just bought a house there. So we're kind of in between places right now.
I can think of only one other person that I recall talking to who was from Idaho. She was a friend at the time, and probably still would be if she hadn't moved far, far away. So I'm curious. I mean, I've never been there. I've seen pictures of it. How do you think that figures into your musical aesthetic, just the place where you're from and you keep going back to?
Well, it's Southern Idaho, where I'm from, is a lot of wide open spaces, and There's a really simple way of living there. There's a lot of sparseness, you know. There's not a lot going on, in other words. And I really feel like I'm not exactly sure if it's a direct result of having grown up there, but I do have a similar sense of, you know, to me, my standard of what is beautiful is usually revolves around it being very natural, very simple, very, you know, I really like a lot of space in music. Like, I don't like it to be very cluttered. I like a lot of space between notes. And I think that part of that might be have been shaped from the landscape that I'm familiar with. And a lot of the imagery, too, of the American West has trickled into some of my lyrics. Like, I like to mention tumbleweeds and open roads and trains, and that's all what I'm most familiar with, I think.
And that maybe actually might help to lend sort of a picturesque, almost old movie quality to your songs, because the average person has never seen a tumbleweed except in the movies. I certainly.
Really? Is that true?
I'm guessing that is true, unless you're from the West.
Well, that's a shame. People need to see more tumbleweeds.
Yeah, well, I finally saw one when I went to Arizona once. I thought, I've seen pictures of those.
It's almost like seeing a rare animal.
Almost, yeah. I mean, I thought they really do move around like that.
Yeah.
I like what you said about the open spaces in the songs and the spaces between notes and the simplicity and so on. Here's a song from this album of the slower variety. A lot of these are fairly up-tempo, but this one's called Only One. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Only One was one that I wrote earlier before I went to Idaho to try to do more writing, and I just it just came to me kind of all at once, and, you know, completely intact with the melody and everything. And I think it just really wanted to be a song of mine, but I, for whatever reason, at first I resisted it. I'm not sure, maybe it just seemed like too jazzy of a song or something, or too torchy. But then kind of reluctantly my band talked me into showing it to them, and I reluctantly agreed. And as soon as I heard them playing this song, just their performance of it, I think, is what made it come alive for me.
It's called Only One by Elin Jewell from her CD called Queen of the Minor Key. She's going to be at the Hoagland Center in Springfield for a concert tonight at 8, along with Pokey LaFarge in the South City 3. We're talking to her here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Wish I was holding you.
It's called Only One by Elin Jewell, who is vocalist and the songwriter and one of the guitarists in the band here from her CD called Queen of the Minor Key. I know that the drummer is your husband, Jason Beek.
That's true.
You have another guitarist, Jerry Miller. And how do you say the name of your bass player?
Johnny Shasha.
Which is spelled S-C-I-A-S-C-I-A. That's a great name.
Sicilian, it's his actual name, believe it or not.
I don't think you could make that up, at least not spelling it that way. And I'm glad you used the term torchy earlier to describe that. I can almost imagine you lying out on the piano or something to deliver this in some old style. That doesn't happen, does it, or does it?
Oh, well, I don't think I've ever laid on a piano. No, I'm afraid I might fall off, or it would be considered sacrilege or something.
Oh, well, just going back to some of those movie images where you could imagine somebody, I can imagine somebody doing a song like that.
Yeah.
In that way. The I was reading the iTunes description of this album because I think so many people like to try to categorize music, and it's very hard to do and probably largely pointless. But they used, among other terms, the word rockabilly,
mm-hmm.
Along with blues and country, and I wondered if you think of those terms at all. Do you just write? Do you think in a... I mean, I think of these songs as sort of in a somewhat older style.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that way at all?
Not really. When I'm writing the song, it's just about the song. It's not about a style, you know, or a particular genre. I feel like when I write the words and the music tend to happen at the same time. And if there's ever any kind of a flavor of, you know, blues or rockabilly or country or anything like that, it's really what happens later. I think a song can really be done in any style. Like, I think that in the studio is kind of when it gets its flavors, because that's when, you know, Johnny, the upright bass player, will decide, oh, you know, I think on this song I'll slap, and then it'll sound more rockabilly when he does that. Or if he decides not to, it might sound a little more straight ahead country, or, you know, maybe even a little bit jazzy or something. But so I think it's more the different styles tend to happen with the instrumentation, and that's really just a result of my band and I coming from so many different musical places. You know, like we all just really love a wide variety of older styles of music, and they just kind of happen.
So it's really, these things become co-creations. You write what you wrote, and then you don't necessarily know where they're going to go after that.
Yeah, in the studio, it really is very much a co-creation process. We all kind of together decide, you know, how long of a intro there's going to be, and where the solo is going to be, and whether or not we're going to have guest musicians. And because we produce the albums together, we don't work with a producer. So we, you know, it's all kind of falls on us to kind of shape each song. And that's really the fun part, I think, is we work really well in the studio together, and it's very fun, and I'm very grateful for that.
And I imagine when you do live shows, they get reshaped a little differently.
They do. Slowly, over time, they kind of evolve in different little ways, and you can never really predict how that's going to go, and sometimes we don't even realize that the songs are changing slowly over the years.
It's Elin Jewell, who will be at the Hoagland Center in Springfield tonight at 8 o'clock, along with Pokey LaFarge and his South City 3. And we've been hearing music from her most recent album, which is called Queen of the Minor Key. And let's go out with the title track. This is a nice rapid-fire tune. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope you have a great tour.
Thank you very much. Thanks for chatting with me.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. The title track from Queen of the Minor Key by Elin Jewell and her band. They're going to be at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield tonight at 8 o'clock. I think they open the show, followed by Pokey LaFarge. It might be the other way around. Either way, if you get there in time to start at 8 o'clock, you'll see the whole show, and it should be a great deal of fun. And Pokey LaFarge and the South City 3 are coming up next on Live and Local. For more information, you can go to HCFTA.org, Hoagland Center for the Arts.org, and find out how to get tickets. Illinois Public Media is 90 years old, incredibly. We'll kick off a year of memories and celebrations with a visit by Andrea Seabrook, NPR congressional correspondent. Join Andrea and the WYLL news team for a wine and cheese reception here at Campbell Hall on Wednesday, April 11th. Tickets are $25 per person, and you can call 217-333-7300 for reservations. Our program today on Live and Local is made possible by the Champaign-Urbana Symphony presenting Classics 3 Moving Pictures on Friday, February 24th. Why, that's tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the Follinger Great Hall at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The symphony will feature classic music scores from films like Lawrence of Arabia, Vertigo, and more. And just adding to that, if you didn't happen to hear yesterday's Live and Local show, the real featured work on that concert is Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition with a twist. The music will actually accompany a photographic montage of works by Larry Kanfer and, Carol? I'm forgetting Carol's last name, and this is embarrassing because she was just on the show yesterday, and I thought I had that up here on my web page. And in fact, I do. Carol Wackerlin. Sorry about that, Carol. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned for my conversation with Pokey Lafarge.
Travel around this country Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Seems like I've been itching that sea. You'll be the one who'll sit alone and cry when I say, farewell, c'est la vie, so long, gonna be goodbye. Farewell, c'est la vie, so long, gonna be goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
That was the opening track on the CD called Middle of Everywhere by Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three. The tune's called So Long, Honeybee, Goodbye. The album released last July and is the latest effort of that combination of performers. Pokey Lafarge himself has a couple of solo CDs out starting in 2007 and with South City Three released their first one, Riverboat Soul, in 2010. And it was just before or after that the band was live on our show about a year ago here on Live and Local, and that was a blast. They were at the time playing at the Castle Theater in Bloomington, and in fact, we just missed their performance there last night. But they're going to be in our area tonight at Springfield at the Hoagland Center for the Arts, and catching them on the road, Pokey Lafarge is with me right now. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Hello, Illinoisans. Happy afternoon to you.
And remind me where you're from yourself.
I'm from Normal, Illinois, originally.
Oh, you are from Normal. I'd actually forgotten that.
Yeah.
So that explains a little bit how you managed to keep going back to Bloomington.
Well, you know, we keep going back to every place that treats us right. And but of course, you know, home is where the heart is. I just don't get back there as much as I'd like, to be honest with you.
Well, and I have to confess, I haven't made it into the Castle Theater myself yet. I've been a few times to the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts.
It was great. I mean, Rory's doing a wonderful job with it. I'm just so happy that my hometown has a good theater for people to go and see music at.
Yeah.
And it's the shows are reasonably priced, you know, and the sound is good. Bring in a plethora of different artists, and really gives the opportunity for, you know, because it helps the local scene when you're able to bring out national artists. And so people are coming up in the scene, and the Bloomington Normal can see what people are doing out there, and it influences, you know. And when you have an opening local band, you know, if they're real good, it influences the national touring act. So it's a give and take. It's a very important thing. I'm
sure.
Very happy to play there.
And it hasn't been very long since you were an up-and-coming act, and now you're at least in a lot of venues. You're the up-and-come act. You have up and come, it seems.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, but you know, it's all relative, certainly. But you know, we've been very fortunate, and through hard work and our fans out there, that we've been able to, we've been able to enjoy some nice crowds and some nice opportunities out there.
You know, I was looking at some of the venues and festivals you've played, and I noticed that some of the prominent ones are, in Europe. And I wonder, I don't remember if we addressed this last time or not, but I wonder whether you find that some of the old-time Americana of the sort that you specialize in is better received in Europe than it is in America, or not necessarily.
Well, it's interesting. I would say that, American music has enjoyed a long give-and-take relationship with Europe. I mean, of course, our music, American, well, a lot of things we invented, jazz, country, blues, rock and roll, but of course, our country's made up of people all over the world, so, jazz wouldn't be anything without the French, a lot of our bluegrass, old-time country wouldn't be anything without the Scotch-Irish, so I think it's to a certain extent, people feel like you're bringing this music back to them. But looking back at the jazz age in the 20s in America, in Europe it was just as hot. Jazz age, Louis Armstrong, Josephine Baker, Billie Holiday, these people became world, international superstars because of Europe. And then through the folk revival of the 50s and 60s, and then all the bands they have over there, Van Morrison and Rolling Stones, so it's something that they've stayed right along with us, especially in the UK, probably because of the English-speaking language. But, we've received a great amount of success over there, I think, by people of all ages. The older people were back at the folk revival, of course. They know ensconced at the music, man. I mean, there's some people that are really knowledgeable about it, but the young kids are really getting hip to it, too. I think there's definitely somewhat of a movement going on, or people are becoming exposed more to the real down-home American music. At least I hope so. But we had the opportunity of doing the Jules Holland show on New Year's Eve, and although we've been over there 5 times, this has really done a lot for us. All the shows in Europe are sold out for our 2-month tour coming up in March. And that was largely in part to the Jules Holland show and because of Bob Harris on BBC Radio.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I was looking at. Jules Holland is not a name that I personally knew, but I guess he's big time in the U.K.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Dick Clark show, what I've been telling everybody. He does a show, I think it's kind of like weekly for the season that it's on TV, but his New Year's show is kind of like the equivalent of Dick Clark. I mean, it's a huge show that 5 million people watch, and they seem to have enjoyed our performance, and it's translated into a whole slew of sold-out shows, so.
Yeah, that's
He's a great boogie-woogie pianist as well.
Oh, is that right?
He has an R&B orchestra. Yeah, they're kind of like the house band.
Have they booked you yet for next year?
Well, no, they haven't. No.
They probably like to mix it up.
They do. Some people get on there 2-3 years in a row. We'll see. We definitely relish the opportunity at that point.
Let's have another tune from the recent album, Middle of Everywhere. This one's called Mississippi Girl. I know you do a mix of originals and older tunes, covered tunes, if you prefer. I don't actually know. Which is this one?
Well, actually, every tune on that album is mine.
Oh, it is. Fantastic.
On the Middle of Everywhere album. All the tunes on Riverboat Soul were mine except for 3. One of them was kind of like a Memphis jug band adaptation of Jimmy Rogers in the Jailhouse Now, which I switched into a minor key. There's Old Black Dog, which is kind of a minstrel tune. And then, what was that? I can't remember the third one that we did that wasn't. My first 2 solo albums are all mine as well. We're actually going to be recording our new album this weekend down in Nashville for the next 5 days. And all those are going to be my tunes as well. When we play live, we certainly do play an assortment of different older tunes. I would say about 90% of them being mine. As a writer and as a person who has a lot to say in his own right, but at the same time, it's like speaking a language, so the music that I play is just another language, and that's what I write and perform within.
Well, this tune has a couple of what I would consider, from what I've heard of you, signature elements, one of which is the wonderful harmonica treatment. I'm assuming this is you and the harmonica here on this one?
That's Ryan Koenig.
Oh, it is. How about that?
Harmonica player, yeah. Harmonica, okay. And washboard and snare drum.
And there's the sort of stereotypical pokey wail, is how I wrote it down there. Just the way the way you sort of do some of these lyrics, wail into it a little bit. I'd say that's a signature, signature sound of Pokey Lafarge.
Well, that's your interpretation, and I appreciate that. It's nice to hear.
Well, I couldn't think
that
of
another something signature.
I couldn't think of another word for it.
Yeah, that works for me.
People can listen and make their own interpretation. It's Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three. It's called Mississippi Girl, and they're going to be in Springfield at the Hoagland Center tonight for an 8 o'clock show. It's live and local on FM 90.9. It's called Mississippi Girl with Pokey Lafarge in the South City Three here on Live and Local. You can hear them live tonight. They were actually just in Bloomington last night. They're going to be in Springfield tonight at 8 o'clock. And the song we just heard from Pokey is from his Middle of Everywhere CD. Boy, you just put one out in 2010. You just did one last year, and now you just said you're doing another one, a recording right now. Do you expect that to come out about a year from now then?
Yep. We'll probably be out for spring 2013 is kind of what we're shooting for. We'll see what the label has to say with it. But we'll probably be done by about halfway through this year probably. You know, doing a few days here, and then we go out Europe for a couple months, come back to a few more days, and then we go out and do a lot of festivals and do a couple more days. And so, yeah, probably about September we'll probably be done.
When you're doing your original tunes, which, as you said, is mostly what you do, it's really clear that you are writing them to, if not pay tribute to, at least capture a much older style. What would you say are the ingredients to a Pokey Lafarge tune that makes it sound like it comes from a long time ago?
That makes it what?
Makes it sound like it comes from a long time ago. I mean, these things.
Makes it sound like it comes from a long time ago. Well, I guess maybe,
yeah.
Because I'm singing it. I mean, you know, you don't do it intentionally. I mean, I've been playing this music my whole life. I've never played electric music. Really, I just look at it the same way as a classical musician learns how to play classical music. They've been doing that for hundreds of years, and when somebody writes a classical tune, it's the same way when somebody writes a blues. Something when somebody writes a country tune. I would consider the country music and blues to be the same thing. Some people like to say that it's two different things, or as white or black, and I think it's false. I think genres are insignificant, and I certainly don't write things to intentionally pay tribute to. I don't write something intentionally to sound old, but this is the music that's in my voice. So naturally, I think that as a student of the music, you know more things, you have more tricks, you know, that come out. But I think certainly if you listen to the lyrics and you listen to some of the arrangements, it's very much modern and very much my own expression.
Well, you refer to yourself as a student of the music. Who would you say were some of your teachers? I'm thinking primarily, people who influenced you, who you grew up listening to.
Well, yeah, my grandfather got me my first guitar when I was 15, and he gave me my first tenor banjo as well. But there's a lot of modern people. But as far as the a lot of the old greats, Bill Monroe, Jimmy Rogers, Milton Brown, Bob Wills. Even like Little Love Lefty Frizzell and even Merle Haggard, some blues stuff like Sleepy John Estes, Robert Wilkins, Tampa Red, Memphis Jug Band, Mississippi Sheiks, Dixieland Jug Blowers, the list, and of course Louis Armstrong, who's the greatest soloist of all time. I mean, there's a lot of great things out there. So it's the same thing, you know. It's like if you listen to these people are my role models. A lot of these guys. So you know, you try and grow up, and you want to emulate your role models, just the same as anybody else, you know. So that perhaps influences my style, both in dress and perhaps in songwriting and performance. So I don't see it as different than anything else. So perhaps it's quite rare in the fact that not many people do what we do and certainly don't sound like us, but it's pretty much the same when you get down to it.
You know, I just heard a concert in Bloomington a couple of weeks ago by another guy who harkens back to an older style. The difference is that he mostly does older music, that he does music by other people, and that's Leon Redbone.
No, yeah, he's great.
And there was a tune on your CD that actually reminded me of him a little bit, at least of the when he does a slower blues, and that's River Rock Bottom.
Oh, okay.
That's the first thing I wrote down here. I said, just a little bit Redbone style, and I'm not sure I can explain that.
Yeah, I love Leon Redbone.
And then you have a nice little faster midsection on here, and I seem to have been drawn to some of the tunes that have some harmonica solos as well, but this is a nice little slow blues that picks up in the middle. River Rock Bottom with Pokey LaFarge and the South City Three from Middle of Everywhere here on Live and Local. Go hear them tonight in Springfield at the Hoagland Center for the Arts.
The blues until I got them, boys. Well, 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 well. Ooh. Yeah, the River Rock Bottom.
It's called River Rock Bottom with Pokey LaFarge in the South City 3. And you can hear him tonight at the Hoagland Center in Springfield. Eileen Jewell also on that show, which starts at 8 o'clock in the club room there. There's a bunch of places to hear and see various art forms at the Hoagland Center. And for tickets, you can go to their website, which is hcfta.org, as in Hoagland Center for the Arts. For more information on Pokey LaFarge, Pokey, what is your website?
Well, we'll send you to pokeylafarge.net.
Which is pretty easy to get to, and you can buy stuff on there. You can read about him. You can read about the band. And why don't you actually tell folks, who are the other folks in your other guys
South
in your
City,
band?
South City 3, started on upright bass, is Joey Marciano. And on the guitar, side guitar, we have Adam Hoskins. And on the harmonica, washboard, and snare drum, we have Ryan Koenig.
Do you ever imagine that some future album, you and the three will collaborate with some other performers?
Just, I guess maybe it depends on what, how much collaboration you had in mind. Of course, we did a record with Jack White where we collaborated with him. They have a 45 that came out on his label that he produced. So we've already done a little bit of that, and our new record that's going to come out is going to be produced by Catch the Core of the Old Crow Medicine Show, and he'll be playing some fiddle on the album. We'll be having some other musicians come in and play on the album as well, some trumpet and some, you know, stuff like that. And of course, in the Middle of Everywhere, we have some trumpet and some trombone, but on this new one, we're going to have a lot more instruments, you know, like the piano players coming in, trumpet, and
That's exactly what I was thinking of, and I what made me think of asking you that was when you mentioned Louis Armstrong, and I didn't actually remember or somehow pay attention that there was some trumpet on this current album.
Yeah, really good trumpet player. The trombone player is really spectacular.
Well, it sounds like a blast, and it's certainly a blast to listen to you guys. I remember really well when you were here about a year ago live, and I hope maybe next time you come through, we'll work it out to have you back in again. And people have a great time at the concert, I'm sure.
Well, we certainly will see to that.
I have no doubt. It's Pokey LaFarge of Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three, who will be at the Hoagland Center in Springfield tonight for a concert at 8 o'clock. Been my guest here on Live and Local. And we'll go out with another tune from their Middle of Everywhere CD. It's called Drinkin' Whiskey Tonight. Pokey, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3, drinking whiskey tonight from their album Middle of Everywhere. We've got one more song to come from there, but that'll come after this look at some of the other events you can go see and hear live in our listening area this weekend. There's an awful lot, so let's see what we can fit in. I've got a little more time than I usually have to do it. And so here we go. The Twin City Honor Band Festival Concerts at Illinois State University in Normal are happening at the Center for the Performing Arts there tonight at 7 and tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. The Illinois Symphony Orchestra is playing its concert called Ecstatic and Exotic with guest conductor Ray Hotoda at the Bloomington Center for the Arts for the Performing Arts in Springfield at 7:30 tonight, and at Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois at Springfield tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Actually, that concert tonight in Bloomington is also at 8 o'clock. It's called Doubt a Parable, put on by the Penny Dreadful Players on the University of Illinois campus at the Channing Murray Foundation. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. An Illinois Wesleyan University alumni recital is featuring Kyle Fortmiller, listed here as a baritenor, at Westbrook Auditorium in Bloomington tonight at 7:30. The Boneyard Jazz Quintet is at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 5, and Kilbourne Alley Blues Band will be there tonight at 9 o'clock. Richland Community College's Discovery Theater presents A Midsummer Night's Dream at Schilling Auditorium in Decatur tonight through Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. Springfield Theater Center presents Heritage at the Hoagland Center in Springfield tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Emily Otness and An Evening with Your Mother are at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign tonight at 8 o'clock. It's the Tchaikovsky St. Petersburg Symphony Orchestra at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. An Eastern Illinois University faculty recital features flutist Rebecca Johnson at the Doudna Fine Arts Center in Charleston tomorrow afternoon at 4. And then at 7:30 at the Doudna, it's the Eastern Illinois University Wind Symphony in concert. Leo Kottke is at the Effingham Performance Center in Effingham, logically enough. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Jim Walker plays jazz at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur tomorrow afternoon at 4. At the Castle Theater in Bloomington, it's a Mexican band out of Chicago, currently resident in Chicago, called Banda Nueva Raza. That's at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. It's the Klezmatics at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow evening at 7:30. The Independent Media Center in Urbana-Champaign is presenting its second annual Bluegrass Festival at the IMC in downtown Urbana, starting tomorrow at, I think it opened for jam at 4:30. The concert part starts at 6:30. Kelly Clarkson is at the Assembly Hall in Champaign on the University of Illinois campus tomorrow night at 7:30. The Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project is at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur Sunday afternoon at 4. An Illinois Wesleyan University faculty recital features flutist Amanda First in the Westbrook Auditorium in Bloomington Sunday afternoon at 4. I'm sorry, Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And then the Tuba Euphonium Ensemble at Illinois Wesleyan is at 3 o'clock at the Westbrook Auditorium on Sunday. The Laura Driscoll Trio is at the Iron Post in Urbana Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, and the Illinois State University Symphonic Winds Concert is at the Center for the Performing Arts in Normal Sunday afternoon at 3, followed at 7 o'clock by a concert called An Evening of Brass. That is our events calendar. If you'd like to get me information, you can write to willcalendar@illinois.edu. You're listening to 90.9 WILL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WILL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features many new store arrivals, followed by live music from 7 to 9 p.m. by Lisa Kahn. It's been Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thanks very much for joining me. I'll be off on Monday, back with another show on Tuesday. And let's go out with another tune by Pokey LaFarge and his South City 3. From Middle of Everywhere, this tune is called Ain't the Same.
Hey, babe, you and me.